Xi Jinping got on the phone with Volodymyr Zelensky today. It's the first time the Chinese president has spoken to his Ukrainian counterpart since Russia invaded Ukraine a year ago February. On the other hand, Xi recently spent several days in Moscow with Vladimir Putin. So what's in it for China and Ukraine to connect? Bonnie Lin is with us. She's senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a think tank in D.C. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Scott.
Xi Jinping, we know, has met with Putin dozens of times. He just went to Moscow. Why is it in his and in China's interest to connect with Zelensky on the other side of this war?
This call with Zelensky is way overdue. Zelensky has been requesting this call for Xi some time. And Xi, during the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, released a 12-point plan for how to politically settle the Ukraine conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Xi has received a lot of pressure saying, China wants to help find a peaceful solution to the end of the conflict, but you've only talked to Putin. You need to start talking with Zelensky.
So Xi, as you mentioned, has put out his proposals for a peace. I mean, kind of widely seen as non-starters by experts in this space. But more broadly, how important is it for China to be seen in the world as a global mediator? We have seen Beijing brokering a deal, say, between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
So from Xi's perspective, it is very important for China to at least portray itself as a responsible power. And we saw in the publicly released statement from the Chinese end of the call that that is exactly what Xi Jinping is trying to do. In the statement, there's an interesting line which says, as a permanent member of the UN Security Council and a responsible major party, China would not stand idly by. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing that China's even using this Zelensky call to portray itself as trying to contribute to the peace. The relationship that China has with Russia is much closer. So it's understandable that there is a lot of doubt as to how much Xi Jinping or China can push for anything that would actually protect Ukraine's interests.
And frankly, there is doubt as to how well Beijing can play this diplomatic game. China's diplomat in France claimed that former Soviet states may not be sovereign countries, and now China is trying to clean that up.
That's exactly true. China is already hedging, trying to give itself maximum credit, but also if things don't work out, it's trying to make sure that it doesn't take any of the blame. So it's interesting that in this statement, China had to clarify that China did not create the Ukraine crisis, nor is it a party to the crisis, right? Mm. That line in there seems to say, okay, we are trying to be responsible, but again, it's not our responsibility to end the conflict and we're not a party to it.
Mm. On the other hand, Volodymyr Zelensky, as you say, has been eager to talk to Xi Jinping. What does he want? For China to lean on Putin or for China to agree to not supply weapons to Russia? What's on the list?
I think all of the above. It's possible that Zelensky might be optimistic in terms of what he thinks he might be able to convince Xi Jinping to do. I think it is a positive step that Xi is finally speaking to Zelensky, but we should not be optimistic that anything will happen. Because if you look at what is actually agreed to from the call, there's only really one main deliverable that China promised, and that's to send a special representative for Eurasian affairs to Ukraine and other countries for in-depth discussion. And the representative they picked was a former Chinese ambassador to Russia. So obviously someone who knows Russia well. But that's just sending someone for talks. That doesn't guarantee anything.
And Bonnie, how does this all fit into China's geostrategic ambitions? You know, it has stated that it wants to keep the world interconnected, not split apart. It has said it wants a hand in shaping the future world order.
If you look at how Chinese analysts assess the impact of the conflict in Ukraine, most of them are actually assessing that the impact is incredibly profound. The Ukraine conflict is leading to the world order to change in multiple ways, including the strengthening of U.S. alliances with NATO, the strengthening of relationships between certain European countries and countries in the Indo-Pacific. It's led to supply chain disruptions. China wants to be in a position moving forward in which China's interests are protected. So I'm not surprised that China wants to have a say, but I'm also not optimistic that China actually has the power to really convince Putin to de-escalate or really to convince Putin to give up certain territories. Mm. So in many ways, what we're seeing now is China trying to best carve out a position that it could at least convince some countries in Europe, much of the global South, that China is trying to lead and China, it stands for peace and to the extent possible is working actively to resolve global conflicts and tensions.
Bonnie Lin is senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Bonnie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.